Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat, 736 and a half up four. July, 741 and three quarters, now a half up 2.5. May wheat in Chicago at 699 is up 5.25. July, 702 and three quarters, up 3.5. May corn, 657 and a half, up 10 and three quarters. July, 635 and three quarters, up 7 and three quarters. December, at 537 and a quarter, up 5. May soybeans, 1410 and three quarters, up 15 and three quarters. July, 1367 and a half, up 11 and a half. November, 1211 and a half, up 4 and three quarters. May soybean meal, 399.80, up 6.50. May soybean oil, 48.55, up 37. April live cattle, 125.42 and a half, up 37 and a half. April feeders, 136.55, down 5. And May lean hogs, 86.72 and a half, up 45.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Markets yesterday, a lot of red on the screen, but it really didn't have very much to do with the fundamentals of the grains themselves. Have we pushed that to other information from yesterday, the China GDP of 7.7 and other factors enough into the background that we can say that the rally we're seeing today is due to fundamentals?
I would say that we've overdone the grain market collapse yesterday because of the outside influences, and with the outside influences tempering themselves, while the fundamentals are taking back over a little bit and pushing the grains back up a little bit because they were overdone way too much yesterday.
So give us some reasons why soybeans in the front end are up 15 and a half.
Well, I think, you know, basically it's very hard to buy beans now. There's been, some more sales to China. We are seeing the export business good. The crush is good. We are seeing, you know, our last WASDE report said that, we are using meal for feed and we are crushing a fair amount of beans. So, you know, all in all, the front months should be, you know, gaining on the deferreds. We do have a better chance of the new crop having better supplies for next year at this time. So, but we are tight until we get into that situation.
So does the front end continue to rally in a broader sideways trading affair while the back end kind of grinds slowly lower?
Well, I think, you know, that's going to depend a lot on what our weather does over the next 3 to 4 weeks, Dave. I mean, basically, you know, it's not as bad to have planning delays because of just wet weather, as long as it's not flooding and holding out, so it would be totally prevented planting, because we needed some extra moisture here. There's a lot of areas that would still even need some more, but it is going to delay some plantings. If we look back in history, why that doesn't necessarily knock the yields as bad if we don't have it totally delayed in the past, what we're looking at right now. But it is good, but we are looking at some fairly decent crops so far. But if it does keep us out of the field for another 4 weeks, why then, of course, we're going to be looking at some very much difference on whether it needs to be bull called or spread.
Right. It's way too far early to be talking about some sort of a weather play, even though USDA put corn in the ground at 2% versus 16% last year. That was that great year. The average 5-year, 7%. I mean, you got to go all the way out to, what, May 15th with something like less than 50% to begin to think about a weather play, don't you?
Yes. I mean, wholeheartedly, with the planting speed that we have now and planting capacity per day, it's just amazing. We can get it out there. It'd be a lot better to put it in some soil that has some moisture.
Let's talk a little bit about corn and why it seems to be rallying today.
Well, I think basically we overdone it. It is still a very tight situation. the old crop corn situation is very, very tight the world around. I mean, even with NASA's numbers, I think that we have to admit that elevators and commercials are not buying the cash corn for the ethanol that they want. And for the, any, even if the export business is poor, we just aren't finding the corn availability out there. If you look at the deliverable stocks, they keep canceling deliverable stocks. And, you know, with first delivery day approaching here, why no deliverable stocks registered does tell us we're in a tight situation.
I keep looking at September corn, and I can't figure out if it's going to be considered new crop or old crop by the trade.
That has been a conundrum for many years, and more so pressed by the tightness of the last few years of trying to reach into the new one. And this 2 or 3 week delay does have more to do with that being older new crop corn than it does, as fact matter, as just production for the year.
So does May, July remain strong as a spread?
Yes, it does. I think that, you know, like I say, with very limited or no deliverable stocks registered right now for the May contract, then that does keep the spread very tight.
Suppose we ought to have a word about wheat. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing a lot of people talk more and more and more about the possibility of how much damage was done with the freeze out west and possibly on some of the wheat that's even here in the Midwest that might not make it through the winter. So, you know, other than Russia coming on with some very good stocks of wheat, as they said, wheat has the sexiest write-up of all grains right now.
And another freeze anticipated this week, although not as deep a freeze as the one that we saw last week.
No, but a possibility of more problems, Dave.
So at the end of the day, what are we left as hedgers to do?
We're left to sit back and hope to get back to those levels we were trying to resell again, because as of yet, we haven't made a big problem for next year. I know that WeatherBug put out some long-term weather forecasts saying that we could see some more dry, hot summer activity this year again, and some of the areas will be under some pressure. If we aren't up to snuff or up to partial hedging, why when we next rally towards that 550 to 560 mark on the D's corn, we want to be selling again.
Do you think that at the end of the week we will look back on this week and say we had a higher week?
No. I think that we'll be lucky to get back to where we started the week.
Other factors that you're looking at before we let you go?
Well, I think just all the outside tensions here, the things that are keeping us skeptical, the outside markets of what gold might continue to do the rest of the week, what the weather might continue to do the rest of the week, and how we do with this terrorism that's been out here that just makes people scared and want to run for cover.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. The head of one of the world's largest commodity trading firms has called on his industry to commit to what he calls, quote, a sense of shared responsibility to avoid the enforced regulations such as that might be experienced by the banking industry. Gregory Page, who is the chief executive of Cargill, says that commodity trading is experiencing a perception problem in the eyes of the public, many of whom think of trading as inherently bad and associate the word with speculation, hoarding, and volatility. Page says that volatility is a positive for the market, but he made a distinction between that and turbulence, which leads to what he calls outsized price reactions in consumer goods such as food. Let's go ahead and get you caught up on where the market is trading. In Kansas City, May wheat at 737 is up 4.5. July, 742.25, up 3.25. May wheat in Chicago, 697, up 3.25. July at $7.25, up 1. May corn at 655.5, up 8.75. July at 633.75, up 5.75, and December at 536.5, now 35.5, up 3.25. May soybeans 1409, up 14. July 1366.25, up 10.25, and November at 1210.5, up 3.75. May soybean meal 399.60, up 6.30. May soybean oil at 48.50, up 32 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.